Our lessons today are about call. In our first lesson, we hear Jonah being called by God to preach to the city of Nineveh. We hear those who live in the city of Nineveh being called to turn away from their sins. In our gospel, Simon Peter and Andrew, and James and John, two pairs of brothers, are called by Jesus to follow him. We in the church talk a lot about call. We talk about discerning. We talk about vocation, from that Latin word meaning to call. But sadly, most often when we talk about it, we talk about it in the context of holy orders, of those called to ordained ministry. And those folks like me who are ordained have been through lengthy discernment programs and processes. We have taken time to discern the call of God to us. Members of this parish have served on discernment teams, most recently for Dante, whom we sponsored for ordination, who was ordained a priest in December. But not often does the church talk about the call to those who are not ordained, the call to those who have vocations as lay people, of how God calls all of us, not just the ordained, but God calls each one of us to our specific vocations. And we don't talk a lot about how we listen for, how we recognize God's call apart from ordained ministry, how we understand the work we are called to do, the lives we're called to lead, as opportunities for ministry in the world, for making God known, for doing the work of the reign of God. And so I think today in our lessons, in each of the lessons in their way, we learn something about call, about the nature of vocation, of responding to God's invitation to follow. And so we have that lesson from the book of Jonah. Jonah, the one who experiences that call of God coming to him, saying, "Go to Nineveh, proclaim God's message." And so Jonah goes, eventually. More on that in a moment. But Jonah goes, and he preaches, and he proclaims God's word, and what do you know? The people of Nineveh listen. They turn from their evil ways, they repent, and they fast. And God forgives them and does not destroy the city. Now, the book of Jonah has the complete story of Jonah's experience, and we might think that he was just called and went, but if you know the book, you know that's not really the story. That Jonah spends much of that book running from God, trying to avoid God's call. He doesn't want to go to Nineveh. He doesn't really want to be God's prophet. But God keeps calling him. God pursues Jonah, even as he turns away. And when Jonah finds himself on a boat in a stormy sea, and the sailors are wondering, who is it that's running from God? Surely someone's displeased God here. Jonah confesses and is thrown overboard. But he doesn't drown. God sends a great fish to save Jonah, and he spends 3 days in the belly of that fish until he spit up on the shore. So God does not relent on Jonah from calling Jonah, does not give up on Jonah, is even patient as Jonah runs and avoids him. And then God saves Jonah from drowning, presumably in part so he can do the work that God has called him to do. And at the end of the book, God even endures Jonah's whining. Whining how Nineveh repented. You think a prophet would be pleased, but Jonah's not. He hopes that God will destroy that people, that city, for their evil ways. And he sits on a hill waiting, hoping, railing against God. And yet God does not reject Jonah, and God listens to his whining. This story of Jonah, I think, tells us how God is patient while we take time to understand God's call to us, even waiting for us when we may run away from God's call, and how God waits and works to bring us to that time and place when God can accomplish the purposes of God, to that time when we can hear and understand and accept. For ultimately, God's will not be frustrated, even if it takes time. And when we finally hear, respond, and go in the way God would have us go, God welcomes us just as much as God welcomes the repentance of the Ninevites and receives them back into relationship. Our gospel offers a different experience of call. It's the account of Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee, encountering these pairs of brothers, these fishermen, whom he doesn't know. They don't know him. They're not expecting him. There they are, working away, and Jesus comes upon them and calls them. What's interesting is that Jesus comes upon them in the ordinariness of life, in the midst of those routine things that they are doing. They're at work, after all. And Jesus comes to them and calls them. I think sometimes we can think about call and think about it in terms of being something really miraculous. It only happens if there's a bright light, a loud voice, maybe even angels from heaven. But this story reminds us that God's call can come to us in the midst of the ordinary activities of daily life. While we're at work, while we're doing dishes, while we're talking with a friend, or even talking with a stranger. In moments of quiet prayer and meditation. In moments when we're gathered with the worshiping community for the Eucharist around the altar. Even coming to us perhaps in a thought, an intuition. Or realizing in the midst of some activity that in that moment we are experiencing joy. That we are using our God-given gifts and talents and we are feeling fulfilled in that. And so these lessons remind us, or this gospel reminds us, that the experience of call comes to us in the midst of the ordinariness of our daily lives. And it can mean, however, that things change. For it can change our ordinary lives, as we see in the story of these four fishermen. They go to work that day, and then they're called away to an entirely new life, leaving behind work, leaving behind family. And what's fascinating is they seem to do so without hesitation, without looking back. And I think that's because Jesus comes to them just in the way they need to respond. Comes to them just in the way they need to be called and be able to follow. So Jesus comes to them in a way that they can say yes to that call. And then God's call, that call Jesus offers them, comes with the grace to answer that call. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, when called, those four have what they need to answer. Even to the point of having their lives turned upside down. That's true for all of us, although it's also true we may not all be called to leave our present life behind. But what I think is certain is that God's call comes to us and brings us to a new life, to new ways of being, calling us to let go of some things and to live in a new way. But the nature of God's call is that it comes to us in ways we can recognize. In the ordinariness of our lives, in the particularity of who we are and where we are, but then giving us all the grace we need to say yes and to follow. All ultimately so that each of us can be used in a small way, doing our small part as the vocation to which we are called for building up the kingdom of God. God at work in me and you, in everyone throughout the world. Though none of us can see the totality of God's vision of what God is accomplishing, of where things might be going, but it is all part of God's plan for salvation. And I think that's because, ultimately, vocation, call, are really about God more than they are about us. It's about God calling us to be at work in the world, calling us to, in our lives, be doing the work God has given us to do. It can be easy to think, however, in the midst of discernment, in wondering about call, that it's all about me. I need to make it happen. I need to be sure to listen. I need to be doing particular things. I need to do the right things. Barbara Brown Taylor is an Episcopal priest, an author, a professor, and in a sermon she wrote called Miracle on the Beach on today's gospel, she warns that we can lose sight of what God is really up to, that God is the author of call, not us. And so while the decisions we make are important, she says, she reminds us we need to pay attention to our motivations. For there's the potential for us, while making good decisions, to see those as being so important they save us. If we pray enough, if we help enough, if we give enough, God will claim us as God's true disciples, and all because of what we have done. So Taylor cautions us that call is ultimately about God, that today's gospel is in fact less a story of call and more a story of God's power, very much like a miracle story, any of the healing accounts in the gospel. It can be easy to see the story primarily about these four fishermen who drop everything, who follow Jesus, how they show great strength and courage and faith. And while that may be true, Taylor suggests that the story really is about God, that Jesus is calling, and in that experience, something happened to those four fishermen. God called in a way that they were able to hear and to answer. Something about Jesus drew them to him, so they drop everything and follow. They are responding because God made it possible for them to do so. And so Taylor reminds us that this story is about God's ability to call us and then to create us as people who are able to follow. That God calls and God gives us all we need to accept the call, to embrace and live our vocation. And so she suggests that this call along the sea is really about being swept up in the flow of God's will, of giving ourselves over to it, and remembering that it's particular. We each have a different story. Simon and Andrew and James and John have their own story, being called away from the nets, being sent to fish for people, Jesus even using language that makes sense to them. But you and I have our own vocations, and most of us are called not to follow by dropping everything, but are called to follow where we are and given the grace to do so. I want to share with you a quote where Barbara Brown Taylor summarizes this at the end of her writing. She says, "The possibilities for following seem endless to me. Sometimes they will be big, no doubt about it, and sometimes they will be too small to mention. But it would be a mistake, I think, to focus too hard on our own parts in the miracle of discipleship. The God who called us can be counted on to create us as people who are able to follow. Whenever and however our wills spill into the will of God, time is fulfilled immediately, and the kingdom is at hand." And so on this day, may we allow ourselves to be swept up by God into God's will, accepting the call, the vocations which we have been given, and not resisting God's power to shape us into the people that we are created to be, the people who use the gifts that we have been given for the work of the kingdom. So may we follow that call of Jesus wherever it takes us, and may we be people who live as God intends, that we do our part as called by God, as empowered by God, to build up the kingdom of God. Amen.